The Magic Sword, Quest for Camelot. A fun, frenetic, animated tale following the adventures of a young girl who embarks on a mission to reclaim the magical sword Excalibur. Starring the voice of Gary Oldman. Across the rolling waves. Through the sea mist. Waves breaking. Crashing against the rocks. Climbing high and over the rocks to reveal the landscape. A dirt track coast road, and then a father, Sir Lionel, mother, Lady Juliana, and their daughter Kaylee are all on horseback. It is a very long time ago, in an age of brave knights and mythical creatures. The family look for a place to rest on the beach. Sir Lionel and his daughter roll down the sandy hill together.
Father, do you really have to go?
I'm afraid I must, Kaylee. You know the king's knights will be here soon.
Tell me again why you became a knight.
Kaylee, you've heard it 1,000 times.
Oh, but it's fine, dear. Well, my daughter, before you were born, the land was dark and treacherous.
In the sand we see the past.
The people stood divided, brother fighting brother. The only hope for peace was in the legend of the sword Excalibur. For it was said that only the true king could pull this magical sword from its stone and unite the people. Many tried. All failed. Then, on the very day that you were born, an unexpected hero stepped forth. His name was Arthur. And he was that true king. With Excalibur at his side, he led us out of the darkness. And together, we built the greatest kingdom on earth. Everyone rejoiced.
The townspeople are happy and dance together. There is much merriment and happiness. The people of Camelot are as one. They dance together, forming 3 great circles, weaving in and out of each other in time and in harmony.
Camelot!
And so these 3 rings represent the unity of our kingdom. As a knight, I took an oath to protect Camelot, King Arthur, and Excalibur.
The knights are here!
I must go now, Kaylee. The king has summoned his knights for a special day in Camelot. Goodbye.
I'm coming with you, Daddy.
Yes, when you're old enough, Kaylee. I will take you to Camelot, I promise. I love you.
One day, I will be a knight, like Father.
Let's go.
And so begins the story. The Magic Sword, Quest for Camelot. The brave knights ride side by side over the beauty of the landscape, over mountains and valleys, over rivers and lakes, through forests and glades. Through night and day they travel. Together they travel to find the heart of England. In the distance sits the castle of Camelot. The knights enter the castle and are greeted with a triumphant welcome. Great cheer is heard, and all are happy that the knights have arrived. Inside the castle, a young squire practices combat. Parted lovers meet once again. Old friends greet each other.
It's been 10 years we celebrate all that made our kingdom great. Liberty and justice for all. Each of us will now divide in equal shares our country's side, promising equality for all who reside.
United we stand, now and forever.
The knights assemble around King Arthur's table. They draw their swords and raise their shields to the sun.
Charming sing-along. Now let's get down to business. I've waited a long time for this day. What about my new land?
Sir Rubber, always thinking of yourself. As Knights of the Round Table, our obligation is to the people, not to ourselves. Lands will be divided according to each person's needs.
Then I need more than everyone. I wouldn't have supported you all these years if I thought you were running a charity.
The king has decided.
Then it's time for a new king. And I vote for me.
No. I will not serve a false king.
Then serve them. I did one!
One day that sword will be in my hand. And all will be mine!
Sir Lionel.
In another place, Kaylee is playing outside her house in the snow. It is cold and gloomy.
Mother, listen! Father!
A procession of sad knights file either side of Kaylee, and behind them, the dead body of her father is being pulled along in a cart.
Your husband died saving my life. Saving Camelot. Lady Juliana, the gates of Camelot will always be open to you. Sir Lionel was my most trusted knight, and also my dear, dear friend. We will always remember how he bravely upheld the ideals of Camelot.
The knights draw their swords in honor of Sir Lionel, and engraved in his tombstone is the three interlocking circles of King Arthur. Kaylee places her hand on her dead father's tomb, and then runs to his horse for comfort.
I'd find myself in you if you were with me now. You're the only one who knew all the things we planned to do. I want to live my life the way you said I would, with courage as my light, fighting for what's right, like you made me believe I could. And I will fly on my father's wings, to places I have never been. There is so much I've never seen, and I can feel his heartbeat still, and I will do great things on my father's wings. This world I'll never see, my dreams that just won't be. This horse's stride with one day's ride will have covered more distance than me. And I will fly on my father's wings to places I have never been. There is so much I've never seen, and I can feel his heartbeat still, and I will do great things on my father's wings. Someday, with his spirit to guide me and his memory beside me, I will be free.
Time has passed, and Kaylee is now a beautiful young woman. She still lives with her mother. It is a happy, well-kept home, where even the chickens are contented and cluck around together. Back at Camelot, King Arthur is talking to his knights around the round table.
In the 10 years since Sir Lionel's death, equality and freedom have spread throughout the lands. Excalibur has given us the strength to stand together against all injustice. Camelot has prospered beyond our greatest dreams.
A griffin smashes through the skylight above the round table and lands on top of it. Its one evil aim is to steal the sword. Arthur reaches slowly for Excalibur. But the griffin snatches it from his hand.
Now, Manly, find Merlin and go after the sword.
Fire at him!
Send word across the line! Excalibur's been stolen!
Silver wings, protect the sword!
The griffin flies away from Camelot with the sword in its claws and is attacked by Merlin's falcon. The falcon makes the griffin drop the sword. The sword drops earthward. It falls into the Forbidden Forest where the griffin tries to recover it. The branches pull at the bird. Unsuccessful, he flies away with the sword lost somewhere in a thick growth of the Forbidden Forest. All across the land, people hear what has happened.
Excalibur, it's been stolen.
Kaylee hears what has happened.
No, absolutely not.
But Mother, Excalibur is missing. I must go after it.
That's a job for the knights, not for a young girl.
But I want to be a knight. I'll go on grand adventures, fighting evil, rescuing damsels in distress. What is a damsel anyway?
Now, Kaylee, stand still and try on your new dress.
Mother, I don't want a new dress. I want to save Camelot. If you just let me, I know I could find Excalibur all on my own.
The knights will find the sword, and they'll do it by working together.
While I'm working here, doing the chores, fetching the eggs, taking care of the house. Boring. Where's the glory in that?
Kaylee, one day you will learn what Camelot means. Till then, you'll stay here with me.
Oh, all right.
Disappointed, Kaylee runs off. In despair, her mother turns to a portrait of her dead husband.
What would you do?
Kaylee is feeding the chickens in the hen house, whilst a particularly noticeable chicken clucks away to the others. But all is not right, and something or somebody is approaching.
How am I ever going to do great things if I'm stuck here with these silly chickens?
They are under attack by something cruel and evil.
Knock, knock.
Who are you? Ruba.
Juliana. I was in the neighborhood, and I thought I'd invade.
How about a little kiss? I hear you're still single.
Impertinent pig!
Is that a no?
I demand you leave immediately.
So rude.
And after I came all this way, just to see you.
What do you want?
Camelot.
Let's go back to war and violence. I'm so bored with this.
Silence!
Nights of evil filled with fear. Your worst dream, that's my idea of fun.
You're mad.
I'm so glad you noticed. I've been working at it for years.
Let darkness find its sad ways. Let's go back to good old bad days. No more foolish acts of kindness. Arthur and his kingdom will be mine.
And pretty Juliana, you're going to help me.
I would sooner die.
I think you'll find you won't be able to resist!
Don't you dare harm her!
Follow my plan.
And she won't be hurt.
Years from now, no one will bother to recall your good King Arthur, because all of this will be mine! This will all be mine! I have a plan. It includes you. You, Juliana, will lead me to Camelot, where I will claim all that is mine. In the back of your wagons, my men will all hide. You'll sit up front as the gates open wide. Now watch me create my mechanical army with pride. With this potion I bought from some witches, I'll drop on this chicken or watch as it switches into a weapon that I can use at will. Now this chicken can kill! Ta-da! Behold! Blade!
Ruba's evil spell has turned the clucking chicken into a mechanical creature called Bladebeak.
Transform the meek and sickly into Iron Men with hands of steel. Yes, yes, into the water quickly now. Go, you fools. Next, stand up straight now. Move it along. No, that one's no good. Prepare for the dawning of a new age. The Rubarian Age. Year one.
Warn Arthur. I won't leave you here. Kaylee, Ruba will be in Camelot in 3 days. Take the main road. Get there before us.
But Mother!
Go, while you have the chance. Go, Kaylee. You're our only hope. Be careful, dear.
only one will be revered, worshipped, hated, loved, and feared. I'd just like to say a few words. I, me, mine. You were mistaken if you believed Uber was someone who'd crumble and leave. Now I'm back, and I will be staying this time.
I told you once! I told you twice!
Everything you see before you, every last bit of it, will be mine.
To the wagons! Next stop, Tamala!
As Kaylee tries to escape, she hears somebody approaching. It is Saruba and the Griffin.
My faithful pet. How was the flight?
Panic sweeps across the land.
Precisely.
My plan is perfect.
Precisely.
Without the sword, Arthur is vulnerable.
Precisely.
And now Excalibur is mine.
Here's where we enter a grey area.
Excuse me.
You lost Excalibur? How?
I was attacked by a falcon.
What? My magnificent beast outmatched by a puny little pigeon.
It wasn't a pigeon. It was a falcon with silver wings.
Silver wings? Oh, scary.
Yes, animal!
Where is the sword now?
In a place of untold danger.
The Forbidden Forest.
Precisely, Master.
Have I told you today how magnificently and totally worthless you are?
Excalibur is the one thing that can keep me from my conquest of Camelot. Ah, the girl! You! Fancy feet! After her! And bring her back!
And you... You are going to lead me to Excalibur.
I pray you will be mine. And watch her where she goes. And help her to be wise. Help me to let go. Every mother's prayer, every child knows. Lead her to a place, guide her to a place. Give her grace so she.
In the Forbidden Forest, Kaylee is thrown from her horse and is being chased by Ruba's mechanical creatures, including the reluctant Bladebeak. Frightened and scared, she has nowhere else to go but further into the Forbidden Forest. The mechanical creatures with their steely claws and spiked ball and chains are not far behind Kaylee. Alone and frightened, Kaylee runs through the dense forest, where branches and trees attack her as she goes. She finds a clearing, but the mechanical creature is very close to her. She trips, and tumbling down a steep bank, she falls into a pool of water.
Oh,
Hey! That's my net,
says a handsome stranger. The mechanical creatures lunge into the water using Bladebeak as a weapon. They throw him at the young hero, but narrowly miss. He knocks down one of the creatures, but it rises from the water. Without looking, he knocks it away to a tree that swallows it, but the creature's taste is so bad, it's spat out. There is one mechanical creature left, and with great concentration, the handsome stranger releases a log, which swings and knocks it into a whirlpool.
Incredible! How you smashed those creatures, how you avoided that thing. You're amazing, you're... not even listening to me.
Great. It took me 6 weeks to make this net.
Your net? You saved my life. Thank you.
Well, anyone can make a mistake.
Oh, I get it. This is where King Arthur sends his unfunny jesters, right?
And now I'll thank you.
For what?
For reminding me why I'm a hermit. Good day.
Wait, what's your name?
It's Garrett.
I'm Kaylee. Garrett, why won't you look at me when I'm talking to you? Oh, I didn't realize you were...
What? Tall? Rugged? Handsome?
Blind?
You know, I always forget that.
Bladebeak is watching Kaylee and Garrett.
Not now, Amy.
Hey, look. Your falcon has silver wings.
Really? I'll have to take your word for that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It means he knows where Excalibur is.
Sure he does. In Camelot. You know, big castle, lots of flags.
No! It's somewhere in the forest. Ruba has stolen it and he's taken my mother hostage. That's why I'm here. I must find the sword and return it to Arthur, or Camelot and my mother are doomed.
Aiden the Falcon lands on Garrett's arm.
Right. We're going after it.
Great!
Not you. Me and Aiden. We work alone.
Well, I see no reason why I can't come along.
I know the sound of each rock and stone. And I embrace what others fear. You are not to roam in this forgotten place. Just the likes of me are welcome here. Everything breathes, and I know each breath. For me it means life, for others it's death. It's perfectly balanced, perfectly planned. More than enough for this man. Like every tree stands on its own. Reaching for the sky, I stand alone. I share my world with no one else. All by myself, I stand alone. Don't even try. I felt all the pain and heard all the lies. But in my world there's no compromise. Like every tree stands on its own. Reaching for the sky I stand alone. I share my world with no one.
I stand.
stand alone, too.
Aiden.
I just need your help this once.
All right. But don't give me any trouble. Oh, it's a fine mess you've gotten us into, Aiden.
Hey, this isn't so bad. I don't know why you made such a fuss. I've had a tougher time collecting eggs.
Trouble. With a capital T.
Back at the pool, the mechanical creatures return after losing the fight with Garrett.
You wretched mythological moron! Where did you drop the sword?
It all looks so different from down here.
Ruba slaps the griffin across the mouth. Blaybeak slips and lands at Ruba's feet.
You! Report!
The girl and the blind warriors are following a silver-winged falcon.
Who knows where Excalibur is?
They'll lead us right to it.
We're going after them!
You looking at me?
Says Bladebeak to the flowers.
You looking at me?
Back at Camelot, they're repairing the castle roof.
Come on, men! We must repair this tower!
Merlin, is there any news? Have the knights found Excalibur?
I'm afraid not.
Then I'll go after it myself.
No! You have to regain your strength.
Is there anything your magic can do?
You must rely on the courage of your people.
Ruba and his mechanical creatures watch on high as Kaylee and Garrett head deeper into the Forbidden Forest.
Have you got a cold? What is it?
We're in Dragon Country.
Oh. Right. Sure, this is Dragon Country.
Well, shouldn't there be a sign or something? Hey, it could say, "Welcome to Dragon Country."
You don't think we'll see any, do you?
Is a group of dragons a pack or a flock? Is it a gaggle or a pride? Is it a herd?
Quiet.
Do you hear something?
No. I just want you to be quiet.
A rock nearly falls on Kaylee. She looks up to see where it came from and steps on a large, sticky, egg-shaped object.
Garrett! Where are you?
Kaylee sees the menacing shadow of the griffin.
Dragons!
But you're dragons.
Oh, heavens! Someone's found our hiding place.
Shut up, Cricket Ball. Let me handle this.
We are dragons! Ferocious, hungry dragons! So go away before we eat you!
Good show, Corny. That is clever. Here, let me have a go.
Oh, great. Money
and death. They're trying to quench
your fear.
Please, don't hurt us.
And I thought you were ferocious dragons.
Oh, well, not exactly. The real ferocious ones are those fire-breathing bullies out there.
Yes, they're always picking on us, calling us names, pushing us around. I hate them.
Hey, easy with the stick, buddy.
What are you?
Well, frankly, we're the reason cousin shouldn't marry. Oh, enchanté, mademoiselle. I'm Devon, and this growth on my neck is Cornwall.
But you can call me Corny for short.
Yes, short on wit, manners, and charm. Everything I hold dear.
How about holding your breath?
Come on, Kaylee, let's go.
Hey, where are you going?
To save Camelot.
Camelot? The restaurants, the theaters?
The waitresses, the actresses.
The dragons.
A ferocious dragon chases the two-headed friendly dragon Devon and Cornwall, Kaylee and Garrett. They stand on the edge of the acid stream. Garrett places the end of his staff in the acid, and it melts to nothing.
Save? So long as you don't step in.
Kaylee runs across the rocks, leaving Garrett behind. He tries to cross, but is finding it difficult.
Garrett, hurry!
You think this is easy?
The force of the fierce dragon washes Garrett to dry land.
Another dragon!
That's not a dragon! It's a griffin! And Brother! They found us!
Down here!
Ruba and his mechanical creatures turn up to find themselves being attacked by the ferocious dragons, but he is too strong for them and easily knocks them to one side.
Safer down here than it is up there.
We know all the best escape routes. We've been dodging those bullies since we were 200 years old. Oh,
were we ever that young?
Of course we were, you moron.
I'm not a moron.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
With all that bickering, I'm surprised you haven't fried each other.
Fry? We can't even simmer.
Yeah, you see, unlike most dragons, he can't breathe fire or fly. Sad, really.
Oh, excusez-moi, Mr. Self-Denial, but we can't breathe fire or fly.
Only because you're holding me back. If I didn't have you, I could do a lot of things.
I'd be rocking with the dinos, swinging with the rhinos. I'd be dragonized this cave in a minute. Cornwall, they would sing, because I would be the dragon king. I would love this world without you in it. If I didn't have you.
If you didn't have me.
If I didn't have you.
Well, how about if I didn't have you, huh?
Oh, what I could be if there was only me. Oh, what I'd do if I didn't have you.
Stop bickering and get your act together.
Act? Did someone say act? I can act.
If only I had separate parts, my career would be the art. I'd be the star of Camelot.
You'd be the half that the whole world forgot.
If I didn't have you.
I should be so lucky.
If I didn't have you.
Oh, wait, you'd be dead.
Oh, what I could be if there was only me. Oh, what I'd do if I didn't have you. Oh, what I'd do if I didn't have you.
Trapped.
Stuck here with you for 500 years.
Oh, dear, it's learned to count.
If you got me a good lawyer, I would have split 400 years ago.
Now, listen here, pal. I didn't come here to be insulted.
Oh? Where do you usually go?
I'd be a fire-breathing lizard.
I'd be one high-flying wizard.
You'd be nothing without me. You'd be extinct. You'd cease to be.
I'm so tired of your nagging.
And I'm so tired of your bragging.
Without me, you'd have no brain.
With which to think. I'd be rocking with the dinos, swinging with the rhinos. I'd be trying my career in a minute. Cornwall, they would say, I would be the love. I would love this world without you in it. If I didn't have you. If I didn't have you.
This way, let me lead.
No, this way. Toes.
Life could be so sweet if these were both my feet. What I'd do if I didn't have you.
I got you, baby.
Oh, what I'd do if I didn't have you.
left the building.
You never sung before, have you?
Come on, Garrett.
You don't need him, honey. Now you've got Cornwall keeping an eye on you.
Kaylee, Garrett, Devon and Cornwall and Aidan the Falcon find their way out of the cave.
Well, the good news is we're out of Dragon Country. The better news is this is where we say goodbye.
But you can't leave us here. If we try to go back, we'll be banished, ostracized,
exiled.
Not to mention kicked out.
Why?
We just broke the dragon's cardinal rule.
What, never wear brown shoes with the blue suit?
No, you moron. Never help a human.
Come on, Kaylee. We must make camp before dark.
Camp?
Garrett, let's take them with us. Please.
Oh, I suppose so. But no more singing.
How do you feel about interpretive dance?
Meanwhile, back at Ruba's camp, Bladebeak, the unwilling mechanical creature, carries food to his cruel master.
Such a pleasant relief from chicken.
I can't believe I'm reduced to chasing a little girl, a blind man, and a pigeon.
Find them all! Come back to me!
Did you hear me?
Sorry, Master, my mouth was full.
Typical. Of all the evil creatures in the world, I'd like to find one with table manners. And no mistakes! Or I'll make space on the spit for you. Hey, useless. Rendezvous with the wagons and tell them to press on. As soon as I have Excalibur, we'll join them. And the kingdom will be mine.
I'm starving. All these heroics worked up my appetite. Hey, something smells delicious.
Hmm, yes. I could whip up a little something.
Well, here's where we stop.
Stop? But what about Excalibur?
No one travels through the Forbidden Forest after dark.
Well, my father, Sir Lionel, would have.
Come on, baby, come on, light my fire.
You know there's nothing more pathetic than a flame-retarded dragon.
Devon grabs a stick from Cornwall, who is trying to make a fire.
You blew fire! No, my mistake. Just hot air.
Suddenly, the sticks all jump up together and run off.
Kaylee, I must tell you, I knew your father.
You did?
I used to live in Camelot. I was a stable boy. But I dreamt of becoming a knight. One evening, there was a fire. I rushed to save the horses, but... well, I was hurt. At first, all I could see were shapes and shadows. Finally, my world went black. After I lost my sight, your father was the only one who still believed in me. He taught me that a knight's strength comes from his heart and his loyalty to the oath of Camelot.
United we stand,
now and forever.
Any hope I had of becoming a knight died with him.
I felt that way too, but I knew he would never want me to give up. Oh, he wouldn't want you to give up either. You're as good as any knight in Camelot.
You really think so?
Oh, hey, Stick, come here! Come here! Come back, Stick! I've got three words for you, Birdie. Dinner is served.
Devon swallows Aidan. Cornwall spits him out.
And how did you find Aidan?
I didn't. When I came to live here, Aidan found me. He just appeared one day, as if destiny were watching over me. He taught me all the secrets of the forest. What can hurt you, and what can heal you. With Aidan as my eyes, I can survive anything. Look, I'll show you. I take my position, face my fear.
Garrett prods a moving plant with his staff.
And hold my ground until the last possible moment. Waiting for Aidan's signal.
to evade. See? Simple. Now you try.
All right. No problem.
Take position.
Take position.
Face your fears.
Face my fears.
And hold your ground until the last possible moment.
The plant hits Kaylee in the stomach. She falls into Garrett's arms and looks deep into his blind eyes.
Well, you move too soon.
Mind your backs!
Coming through!
Stand clear!
Nice try, buddy.
I say, Kaylee, do you have a light?
When I get my hands on that girl...
As dawn is breaking, Aiden leads the travellers through the forest into a clearing.
Aiden spotted Excalibur. It must be near. Come on, let's go.
From a branch, Aiden picks up the belt from the sword.
Look! This must be from Excalibur. Where's the sword?
Someone must have taken it.
Garrett stands in a giant footstep.
Oh, no, I'll never find Excalibur in time.
If we follow these tracks, we...
Well, this is all your fault.
My fault?
Yes. If we hadn't stopped...
Quiet.
We should have kept going. I have to save my mother.
Please. I need to hear.
Garrett is hit by an arrow. Garrett is helped away by Kaylee. Ruba and his mechanical creatures have arrived and are chasing Kaylee and Garrett. The trees in the enchanted forest try to attack Devon and Cornwall. Ruba sees Kaylee and Garrett escaping and chases after them, sword ready. Kaylee throws a vine onto a branch of a tree, and her attackers trip over, enabling them to escape. Meanwhile, Lady Juliana is held captive in a cart on her way to Camelot.
My brave daughter, please be safe.
Nobody can stop Ruber's plan to take over Camelot.
You don't know my daughter.
In the storm and driving rain, the brave Kaylee drags the injured Garrett into a cave.
Please, don't die. I can't do this on my own. I'm sorry. It's all my fault you were hurt. I mean, I was rattling on when I should have been quiet. I'm no help to anyone.
Shh. You're wrong. Look at the sky. Tell me, what do you see? Just close your eyes and describe it to me. The heavens are sparkling with starlight tonight. That's what I see through your eyes.
I see the heavens each time that you smile. I hear your heartbeat just going for miles. And suddenly I know why life is worthwhile. That's what I see through your eyes. That's what I see through your eyes. Here in the night, I see the sun. Here in the dark, our two hearts are one. It's out of our hands, we can't stop what we have begun. And love just took me by surprise. Looking through your eyes, I see a night I wish could last forever. I see a world where
to see together. And it is so much more than I remember.
More than I remember.
More than I have known. Here in the night, I see the sun. Here in the dark, not two hearts are one. It's out of our hands. We can't stop what we have begun. And love just took me by surprise. Looking through your eyes.
Ruba and the griffin climb out from the rubble under the trees. Ruba goes to hit the griffin, but then notices Kaylee, Garrett and the others in the distance.
Lost the tracks. Tell me that was your stomach.
Mm-mm. Just the ogre.
Ogre?
Well, see you. Good luck. Have a nice life. Whatever's left of it.
What's so scary about ogres?
Their appetite.
Oh, no. I think it's Uncle Yorick.
Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him well.
Quick! Get out of the way!
The ogre's foot nearly crushes Kaylee and Garrett. They narrowly escape the foot of the lumbering creature, who doesn't even notice them.
It's a scabbard from Excalibur!
Kaylee picks up the scabbard from Excalibur.
He does have the sword.
The ogre disappears into the mist.
Ogres sleep in the day. We'll wait for him to fall asleep. Then we grab the sword.
Define we. Charming place. I must get the name of his decorator.
What's he doing?
I don't see him.
He's here. I can smell him.
It is only when he moves are they able to see the ogre's great, big, clumsy body.
Where's Excalibur?
He's using it as a toothpick.
Tell me when he falls asleep.
Asleep.
Describe the layout.
There's a ledge which hangs just above the sword. But it must be a 20-foot drop.
Devon and Cornwall hold Garrett's ankles while he lowers Kaylee down towards Excalibur.
Hey, boss! Look! It's Excalibur!
Walk this way.
Oh, no, it's him.
Devon and Cornwall nearly drop Garrett. Meanwhile, Ruba is climbing onto the back of the griffin. The ogre opens one eye to see Kaylee. After seizing the sword, Devon and Cornwall pull Kaylee up onto the ledge. The ogre awakes, and as Kaylee and Garrett and the others run away, Ruba and the griffin are knocked clumsily to the ground and are flattened by the ogre's giant foot.
The ogre's butt.
Well, at least things can't get any worse.
What a bet.
Houston, we have a problem!
Kaylee and Garrett, sitting on Devon and Cornwall, slide down the mountainside. Ruby kicks the mechanical creature over the edge. The griffin tries to attack Aiden, but instead crashes into Ruby, who then crashes down the mountain.
And hope you don't smell your socks.
Stay tables up
and put away your sandwiches.
Turbulence!
Hold on, gang. I think we're going in.
Help! Mayday! 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 We know you do have a choice, so thank you for flying Dragonair. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Tell you what. Next time you try to fly, and we'll hold on.
We did it. We did it! I can't believe it! We did it!
Congratulations.
So this is Excalibur.
Hey, can I hold
please,
it?
Please,
give it to me! Give it to
me,
huh? Give me that!
No! Excalibur only belongs in the hands of Arthur. Come on, Kaylee.
As the wagon train continues for Camelot, the imprisoned Juliana looks sad and worried.
Garrett, do you think my mother's safe?
If she's anything like you, I'm sure she's fine. We must hurry. There isn't much time left.
The first two-headed dragon at Camelot will be famous.
I can see us on the poster now, presenting the wonderful Devon and his little head, Cornwall.
Garrett, up ahead. The sky.
The end of the Forbidden Forest. It's okay. You go ahead. I'll be right behind you.
Why don't you shut up? How about Cornwall and his obnoxious talking wart?
Knock it off.
I don't know what's eating this guy.
Envy, poor lad.
What's wrong?
Take Excalibur to Arthur. You don't have much time.
But we'll deliver the sword together.
No. You deliver it. I don't belong in that world. Come on.
With sorrow in his heart and head bowed, Garrett starts to walk back into the Forbidden Forest.
But you belong in mine.
Like every tree stands on its own, reaching for the sky, I stand alone.
You don't understand. In Camelot, she'd only see me through their eyes. Not a knight, not a man, not anything.
I share my world with no one else. Stand alone.
Forget about him. You're better off alone. He walks funny. Even looks funny. People throw darts at him.
How could you be so cold-blooded?
I'm a reptile.
Ugh. Listen, you Jurassic twit. Kaylee deserves someone who will love her. Someone who'll hold her in his arms. Run his fingers through her hair, look deeply in her eyes, and make her feel like a real woman.
Says Devon to Cornwall as he kisses him on the head.
Oh, I got your tongue on my gums!
Turning a corner, Kaylee thoughtfully looks down at Excalibur.
I'm going back for Garrett.
I'll take that.
Excalibur, mine forever. You've been quite annoying for a girl.
Anyway, cheer up. When we get to Camelot, we'll be kissed by the world's most beautiful women.
Right. We're a giant lizard with two heads. We'll have to beat them off with a stick.
They see Saruba holding Excalibur, and they quickly hide behind a rock.
Waited 10 years to hold his sword. And now, I'll make sure I hold it forever.
Ruba takes out the phial with the magic potion.
For the journey!
He pours a drop of the magic potion onto his hand holding the sword. Through evil sorcery, the sword becomes part of Ruba.
Don't worry, little girl. I'll make sure gets it back, or gets it in the back, as the case may be. Throw it in the wagon.
Kaylee! Mother? Oh, thank heavens you're safe. I failed you, Mother. And now, Camelot will be lost. No, dear, you were brave.
Oh. What a touching reunion.
But all this love is making me nauseous. And you've got a job to do, Juliana. Remember, if you don't...
I'll do my job on her.
Don't lose hope.
Juliana is dragged from the wagon by the vicious mechanical creatures. Bladebeak sadly blows his nose.
I say, Garrett, something awful's happened.
Just don't stay in here. We've got to go.
Really dreadful. Kaylee's been captured.
And Ruba's got Excalibur.
What? Take me to her. Come on, Ed.
They're halfway to Camelot by now.
Cornwall's right. I mean, we'd have to fly there to get there in time. Ruben drives me completely nuts. He makes me so mad and angry.
He's definitely a jerk, a giant jerk.
That foul barbarian. Wait till we get our hands on him. I'll tear him limb from limb.
Yeah, we'll show him a thing or two. Won't we?
Yes, we darn well will.
You're flying.
Gosh, he's right. We are flying.
I did it! I'm great! I love me, I did it!
Excuse me, egomaniac, you mean I did it?
No, no! Oh.
Don't you get it? The only reason you can't fly is because you can't agree on anything. There must be something you can agree on. You both love Kaylee, don't you?
The skies are grey and cloudy as Ruba and his party approach Camelot.
Wagons approaching!
Not a word. Let's all keep our heads, shall we?
It's Lady Juliana! Lower the bridge at once!
Pardon me, my king. Lady Juliana has paid us a surprise visit.
Oh, good. Tell her I'll receive her at the round table.
The wagons enter the courtyard, the people inside unaware of the threat to them. Ruba in disguise is ready to hatch his evil plan on the unsuspecting people of Camelot. The mechanical creatures hidden away, ready to pounce at any moment. The innocent, the victims in this evil deed. A wheel from the wagon hits a rock in the courtyard, and Kaylee trips up, the guard watching over her, who falls out but still manages to hang on. His claws pierce the underside of the cart, nearly injuring Kaylee.
Bladebeak, at your service.
Bladebeak slices through the rope that holds Kaylee.
It's a trap!
The moment has arrived for the wicked Ruba and the mechanical creatures to strike. Ruba on horseback fights through the soldiers to find King Arthur. The soldiers chase after him, but are stopped by the mechanical creatures. Nothing can seem to stop them.
Ruba has breached the castle keep. The king is still inside.
Mother, I must help the king.
Don't worry, we'll be fine.
Kaylee, realizing what Ruba is doing, has a plan to try and stop him. She runs up a ramp leading to the keep, but the griffin smashes it to pieces. Kaylee just about escapes. Thinking she has climbed to safety, she is attacked by two mechanical creatures. She falls from high above, but is saved by Garrett and the flying Devon and Cornwall. As the two mechanical creatures fall from the castle, Kaylee and Garrett lovingly embrace.
You're flying!
Yes, we're frequent flyers now!
Juliana?
Ta-da!
Pleased to see me. A sphere. How Stone Age. A king would hold a more noble weapon. A king would hold Excalibur.
Where's Ruba?
He has a king trapped inside. There's no way in.
The king. Wait, I know a way. Through the stable.
Unsuspectingly, the griffin attacks Kaylee and Garrett, but Aiden distracts the mythical bird, who then chases the silver-winged falcon, and Kaylee and Garrett jump into a wagon of straw.
What are you doing?
I'm driving!
You think that's a good idea?
No problem! Hang on!
Garrett, on your left! You're right, that lamp! No, Garrett, right!
Coming through!
Look out!
Kaylee and Garrett are thrown from the burning wagon onto sacks of flour.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
So many memories in this room. Makes me want to puke. You said everyone at this table was equal. Well, I have something sweeter. Revenge!
In a secret passage, Kaylee and Garrett try to find their way to the king.
I can't see.
Don't worry. I'll be your eyes.
Meanwhile, the evil griffin is attacking Aiden.
Silverwing, you're mine.
Excuse me? Pick on somebody your own size.
Let's barbecue this bully.
I couldn't agree more.
Devon and Cornwall breathe a great fire, blowing away the griffin and saving Aiden the falcon.
Hang on, little birdie!
A mechanical creature attempts to attack Juliana, who is helping a wounded man, but the brave little Bladebeak is on hand to help.
Julia, punk!
Having found the king and Ruba, Kaylee attempts to help.
I'm getting rid of you. The one I got rid of alive.
I may not survive.
Kaylee, no.
But you'll never destroy the ideals of Camelot.
Well, I've got to start somewhere.
Say hello to your new king.
You're no king.
You're right. I'm more of a lord!
Hey, Ruba!
You!
I will not serve a false king.
Kaylee on a tired wooden beam hurtles towards Ruba. Both smash through a window and fall to the ground. Seeing the threat of Ruba, Kaylee spots the stone from where the sword came and has an idea.
You're in the way, just like your father. Since you're dying to be like him, let's see
if I can't help you out!
Garrett tries to help Kaylee, but the sword slices through his staff. Ruba throws the vulnerable Garrett to Kaylee, who is standing by the stone.
Where's your pigeon now?
Hold your ground until the last possible moment.
Yes, and you give the signal.
Two for the price of one. This must be my lucky day.
Now!
No! The stone!
As the sword enters the stone, it begins to work its magical powers, and the whole castle becomes affected. The mechanical creatures return to how they used to be. Even Devon and Cornwall become two dragons. But they decide they like being together, and finally the energy of the sword is so great, it destroys the evil of Ruba forever. As she watches the last of the evil disappear, Kaylee runs into Garrett's arms, and together they watch King Arthur pull the sword from the stone. All are present to watch the beautiful Kaylee marry the handsome Garrett. Juliana gives Kaylee her father's shield.
I dub thee, Sir Garrett. I dub thee, Lady Kaylee. Thank you for saving Camelot. You have reminded us that a kingdom's strength is not based on the strength of the king, but the strength of the people. From this day forward, you will both sit as knights of the Round Table.
Order is restored and the people of Camelot dance once again. Kaylee dances with her new husband, and what was Blaybeak dances with his beloved chicken.
Is this everything you've ever wanted?
Not quite everything.
Garrett holds Kaylee and lovingly kisses her. Devon is so touched, he tries to kiss Cornwall.
Hey, don't even think about it.
Aidan's work is done and flies back to Merlin. Tied to the back of their horse is a sign which reads, Just Knighted. Kaylee and Garrett ride off together forever with the magnificent Camelot behind them.
Looking through.